Monday, 28th September 2009, a roundup of local, regional and international news headlines. ShopRite is pressing ahead with talks for a 166 million rand purchase of Zimbabwe's largest food retailer, OK Bazaars, despite fears about the nationalisation of one of the country's oldest companies, Kingdom Meikle's Africa, according to a report in the Zimbabwean newspaper. Reuters reports that Gordon Moyo, Minister of State in Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's office, said it would be immoral for Zimbabwe to pay off its debts to the International Monetary Fund, World Bank and African Development Bank when it could not pay teachers. Moyo said Zimbabwe should aim to have its debt to international financial institutions cancelled by seeking access to the heavily indebted Poor Countries Initiative. A Zimbabwean tour guide is presumed dead after plunging 90 metres into the Victoria Falls over the weekend while trying to rescue a tourist, police said. The unnamed man was working for South African tour company Sunway Safaris. Zim Online reports that Zimbabwe civic society groups say they are increasingly losing confidence in the power-sharing government's ability to solve the country's problems because of the administration's failure to quicken implementation of necessary political reforms. Jonah Gokova, chairman of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, said that Zimbabwe's crisis is a crisis of governance and cannot be resolved by political engagement alone, but through an all-inclusive process that involves all citizens of Zimbabwe. Radio VOP says that a Zimbabwe National Army brigadier has ignored a court order to allow Headlands farmer, Charles Locke, access to his tobacco and maize crop. High Court Judge Barrett Patel ordered the police to assist the sheriff or deputy sheriff to ensure that Locke is able to access and control all his movable assets, including crops on the farm in Headlands, Manicaland. The Southern African Clothing and Textile Workers Union and employers failed to reach an agreement at meetings in Cape Town over the weekend, hosted by the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration. As a result, the strike by 55,000 clothing workers will continue on Monday, going into its ninth day. An intersex Kenyan has applied to Kenya's Constitutional Court to be released from Nairobi's Kamiti Maximum Security Prison on the grounds that he belongs in neither a jail for men nor for women. Richard Mwesia was convicted and jailed for robbery with violence, says he is subjected to continuous human and constitutional rights violations at the prison, which is for men only. Angela Merkel has won a second term as Chancellor, but the politician hailed as the big winner in Germany's national election is the leader of the pro-business Free Democrats, Guido Westerwelle. Westerwelle, who is expected to be tapped as Merkel's deputy chancellor and foreign minister, led his party on Sunday to its best showing in its history and a likely place in government. The results paved the way for Germany's first woman chancellor to form a conservative government with a politician who is openly gay. A lawyer by training, the 47-year-old Westerwelle has been in a relationship for years with partner Michael Mronz, but his sexual orientation has rarely been an issue, either for him or for the German public, in 8 years of leading his party. The Mail and Guardian Online reports that film director Roman Polanski was arrested in Zurich over the weekend on a 1978 United States arrest warrant for sex with a 13-year-old. Reuters news agency says that FIFA is warning soccer fans to beware of fraudulent online ticket sales for the 2010 World Cup as it works with international agencies to address the problem. Meanwhile, according to AFP, India's cricketers at the Champions Trophy in South Africa are being encouraged by their coach to have sex to boost their on-field performance.